Support for this podcast comes from the Fletcher School of Global Affairs at Tufts University. To start your future as a global changemaker, you must have context across fields like international business, cybersecurity, energy policy, and more. Don't just study global affairs, shape them. Visit fletcher.tufts.edu.
We told you we were going to go into the weekend with three industries that are having a moment in the Commonwealth: sports gambling, cannabis, and see if you recognize this one. There it is, craft beer. We are ending the show with our series, Brewed in Massachusetts. And it's a series where we have been learning about the brewing industry here in the Commonwealth, which is one of the top 10 states for brewing, according to the beverage publication Vine Pair. So something that we have talked about throughout this series so far is equity and representation and the fact that the beer industry has predominantly been mostly white and mostly male. So how to make those changes? How well are we making those changes? What challenges remain? Today, we have with us Leticia Silvera, who is the co-owner of Brockton Beer Company. I just opened one of her brews, which we'll be tasting later. It is called New England Heartbreak, and it's an IPA. Leticia, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
It's great to have you. We also have with us Colin Knight, who is the host of Black Brew Dialogues and the founder of Live Like a Local Tours. Colin, welcome to you as well.
Thank you so much for having me.
And still with us as our taster, because we always have one, to join us in the tasting, Tito Jackson, former Boston City Councilor, CEO of Apex Noir, still with us.
Finally, and I would be protesting outside if I was not here.
And Colin, and we'll dish this out in a minute, but my understanding is that in addition to the beers that we're going to taste today, you've brought us some food from a couple of local restaurants.
Yes,
what have you brought?
Yes, so we bought some Jamaican beef patties from P&R Jamaican Restaurant in Roxbury.
Yes.
We brought some empanadas from Piccolo and JP.
And can I just tell you folks how good Studio 2 smells right now? So this is going to be great. So listen, we are going to have a deep and thoughtful conversation. And I want to be aware also that, you know, we've talked about the Super Bowl already on the show. It's Super Bowl weekend this weekend. Complicated history with the Super Bowl and alcohol. People like to enjoy especially their beer with the Super Bowl. We're also aware alcoholism is an issue, compulsive behavior, domestic abuse. So I want to be respectful of those things. But to keep us in the space with brewers, I do want to ask, is there a beer that you would particularly pair, Leticia, with the Super Bowl?
Oh, my goodness. I think, you know, the Super Bowl is it's a full day journey, right? So you got to be able to last and sustain all day long. So you may just kind of keep it light so that you can hold it for a long time.
Yeah, so the one that I'm looking at here, and actually, you know what? Why don't we just go right ahead? So
okay.
We've got this Heartbreak, the New England Heartbreak.
Yeah.
This is an IPA. We have learned about alcohol per volume, right, in learning the industry. This one's high, right? This is like a 7% alcohol per volume.
Yep, 7.2.
Right? So something that you might drink one of.
You could.
Let me rephrase. Something that I might drink one of.
She said, speak for yourself.
And then nap through, and I don't want to miss Rihanna. So,
Listen, yeah. This one, it's so.
Go ahead and pour while
so
you talk.
It's so delicious. It's got.
I'm going to hand mine to Colin so he can help pour.
All right. So it's got like tastes of tangerine and pineapple. And if you remember like that passion fruit candy that came in like a green wrapper.
Oh, my gosh, I do.
It'll give you hints of that. It's so juicy. I really love this one. We had a tasting in our brewery the other night, and one of our beer tenders, Ryan, he tasted it. And our head brewer, Julian, was standing right behind him. He turned around and was like, give me a hug. Bring it in. This is delicious.
So, Tito, you're tasting it right now. Tell us about it.
So, it's a little bit citrusy, but it's full, but it's kind of fruity, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's light.
And it doesn't hit hard. No.
And to my mom, this is all non-alcoholic, Rosa Jackson. I just want to toss that out there.
We did do a segment on all non-alcoholic beers for Dry January, actually.
Mom, it's not. It's 7%.
No, this is 7%. So Colin, tell us a little bit about your fascinating. I mean, you have developed a podcast, right, where you are interested in black brewing. You are interested in this industry and entrepreneurs who are claiming space in a historically tough industry, and historically white industry, and a historically dude. And I use that word on purpose, industry, right? So tell us a little bit about your fascination and what you're learning.
Yeah, so Black Brew Dialogues for me is just an opportunity to talk about diversity and inclusion within the space. And it's not just about black people. It's about marginalized people within all spaces that are not a part of that dude culture, as you just alluded to. And so I just wanted to be able to talk to people in the industry that don't oftenly get their voices heard and have a dialogue about that and try to figure out what it looks like to move forward and figure out what it looks like to be more diverse, and not just in the state of Massachusetts, but across the country.
So we're going to continue this conversation while we do. Letitia, I'm going to come back to you in a minute. I'm going to ask you, if you don't mind, to go ahead and open and pour your other beer from Brockton Beer Company.
Yes.
This is Don't Say His Name. Now, this is a hardcore. This is a 10% alcohol by volume, and it's a stout. And so while you start pouring, I'm going to come back to you, Colin, and I'm going to bring another voice in here. We actually had also, everyone wanted us to talk to Ray Berry, who's the founder of White Lion Brewery in Springfield, a bit of a patriarch, almost, it seems like, to the black brewing industry. His wife is having a baby, so mazel tov to the family and good luck
yes,
to everyone.
Congrats to him.
Yeah, that's why he couldn't join us. But here's a little bit of sound from him talking with you.
We wanted a name that would resonate and allow us to cultivate and facilitate conversation. So White Lion is a symbol of good for humankind. It's an extension beyond race, color, creed, or gender. So it doesn't matter who you are, where you come from, at the end of the day, it's about sharing a common experience.
So tell us, across the conversation, and I want to point out, that was in the brewery. You get those wonderful ambient noises in the background. Beer has been secondary for many of the breweries we've talked to community, to, like Tito was saying with Apex Noir, art and culture and opening a place that people feel belonging. Talk about that tension and the opportunity for black brewers in Massachusetts to create space.
Yeah, I think for me, when you walk into a brewery, you know, there's not going to be a whites only sign above it, but you can still feel, you can still feel inside whether you're welcomed or not in the space.
Yeah.
You know, just by the music that's being played, just by the atmosphere. For me, I try to push past that because I do love craft brew. I love IPAs. I love, you know, just the idea of making beer, what that looks like. But for me, I would like it to be a more inclusive space for all people, for everyone.
So, Letitia, so Tito and I are going to taste this next beer, which is called Don't Say His Name. This is what is this, a stout? Is that what this is?
Yeah, this is a really chocolatey, warm stout.
It's very chocolatey.
It's got...
Yeah,
it tastes
like a candy bar almost.
Yeah, it does. It does. It's got cocoa, it's got almonds, which we toasted and roasted at the brewery. And then chop those up to be part of the entire mash. So we're really intentional about our flavors, the ingredients, where we source them from, making sure that, you know, they're doing the right things further upstream, and local honey also added to it.
This is love. This is all love right here. And again, shout out to my folks at Apex Noir. I'm going to be very happy when I come back to work. This and it's hearty, right? So normally it would be a cold day in February. It's not today, but I can definitely see sipping on this on a cold day,
curling up by a fire,
and it doesn't have the bite that some of the other stouts have, like that bitterness. This is actually what I wanted. I won't call any other names, to taste like when I first had one. Kind of like I always wanted it to have an Ovaltine type flavor.
Yeah, there you go. All right, so Colin, I'm going to ask you to plate up some of the food that you brought. Again, just quickly name the two restaurants again.
Yes, so it's Piccolo in JP, and we have P&R in Roxbury. They're also in Mattapan as well, so shout out to them.
Fantastic. So, Letitia, while Colin plates up a little bit of that for us to try, and in a minute we're going to pour a third beer, I want to ask you about being a woman of color in brewing in Massachusetts, in Brockton.
Yes. How much time do we have? I don't know. Let me look around.
Not a lot.
Yeah, it's unique, right? Because there not only are there not a lot of, you know...
Excuse me just a second.
Yeah,
folks,
sure.
Can we get a knife to cut up the food that I'm just talking to the control room?
Yes.
Live radio, this is how we do.
It's really
go ahead,
in
Letitia.
Here. Yeah. So there's not a lot of, you know, people of color represented in the industry. But surprisingly, there's a lot of women in the industry, right? But there's not a lot of Black women in the industry, right? So intersectionality is super important. We talk about like trying to find space, fight for space. It's not uncommon to get a delivery and someone shows up and says, oh, okay, I'm looking for the owner. And they're looking like right past you. And it's like, hello. You know, it's in Brockton, it's unique as a minority majority city. We, even in our ownership staff, are fully represented for multi cultures. And there's a lot of things that we can do in Brockton that you can't do anywhere else. Like, we can have the beef patties. We can have, like, R&B on the radio. We can have all of those different things and not feel like we're trying to appropriate things, because it's a home space. It's comfort to us.
And I also want to
got the knives coming in while we chat here. Thanks. Keep going, Tito.
I want to disclose that I actually was able to invest through a platform called Mainvest.
Yes.
I am an investor in Brockton.
Thank you.
I did not know that.
So I do have to go ahead and let
yes,
folks
you
know.
Yes, you do. Thank you.
I'm not only a beverage drinker and taster,
but
that piece is also, I think, one of the unique components. But I do want to push. So we're the first Black-owned cannabis business in downtown Boston. But that doesn't mean we only want Black folks to come to our dispensary. So I just want to keep it real.
Right.
You should be supporting Brockton Beer Company. You should be supporting White Lion Beer Company. And how great is it to have intersectionality in a can where you can actually support these businesses and do as you already do? And in Boston and the state of Massachusetts, we know we drink a little bit here and there. And so you make your decisions wisely, and you can actually support folks in this space.
So to wit, Colin, as you pass these plates around, and actually, Letitia, if you could start passing the plates around. Colin, you brought a couple of Rayberry's brews from White Lion.
Yes.
Pick one of the two that you think would be good to open with the food that you are passing around. We've got two from him. We've got a blueberry and marshmallow that's a 5.25 APV, and we've got a White Lion Marcus Camby New England IPA, which they did in partnership with Marcus Camby.
I'm an IPA guy, so we got to go with Marcus Camby.
So let's open.
Shout out to UMass and everything he was able to do.
And will everybody kind of give Colin an empty glass back? You can pour into the bowl, you can pour into another glass. And while you do that, what is this? So you open and pour, Colin. What is this that I'm about to take a lovely bite into here?
So that's a jerk patty here.
Oh, my God.
So when we're talking about Jamaican flavors and seasoning, jerk is at the top of that list.
I love jerk.
Yes.
Mm. That's jerk. And this is from Jamaica Plain, yeah?
No, that's from Roxbury.
This is from Roxbury.
Roxbury. This one is from Jamaica Plain. This is a chicken and cheese empanada here. From
chicken
Piccolo.
And cheese empanada. Let me pass these around.
Mm-mm-mm.
All right. And do we have the do we have the Marcus Camby poured?
I'm just gonna grab that glass.
Thank you. Tito, have you tried the Marcus Camby yet? Have we poured it yet?
I actually served I had an investor event about a week ago. And I had the Marcus Camby there. So
tell me about it.
It is, first off, it's Marcus Camby.
It's red.
It's a champion. it actually very very flavorful. What type of beer is this?
That's an IPA.
That's an IPA right there. Yeah.
Yep.
Smooth.
Very different.
Not really hoppy, and just goes down like his dunks.
It almost smells like it's got cranberries in it. It almost smells like it's got local fruit in it. But although I think Bart says he thinks we're actually drinking right now the marshmallow one, which we could be.
This is the marshmallow
is the blueberry
sour.
And marshmallow. Okay, so here's the thing. This is a sour.
Okay.
I hate sour beers.
Okay.
I would drink this, right? There's marshmallow and blueberry here. I would drink this. All right, so listen, we are down to a little bit of time. The chicken empanada, fantastic. We will share all of this around afterward. I always want to do more on this. We have a minute left, so two quick words.
Sure.
Colin, one, the thing you're most proud of our brewing industry.
That we're trying to do our best to be more diverse and open up the space for everyone.
And Letitia, the beauty in getting to do what you do.
It's creating space for people to have conversations and enjoy great beer. Like, everyone needs to listen more, talk less.
Amen to that. We're a big fan of that on Radio Boston. So that's Leticia Silvera, co-owner of Brockton Beer Company. Colin Knight is founder of the Live Like a Local Tours and host of Black Brew Dialogues. And Tito Jackson is the CEO of Apex Noir Cannabis. Thank you to all three of you for the treats, for the experience, and the conversation. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank y'all for letting me be a taster.
It's a good day
to do it. It's a multi-thousand dollar figure. I'm actually very, very qualified here.